Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff. Just a reminder right off the bat, if you have something to share with us on The Good Stuff, we've got Valentine's Day coming up, St. Patrick's, Easter, summer, golf, all those kind of things. If you have some cute stories, and include the author, if you know who it is, send them to kimhburge@gmail.com.
Sometimes people even send us like reflections, things that they remember, and we love those as well. So feel free to share with us. We love it. Well, you're right, Mike. Valentine's Day is coming up. Today's Wednesday, and Valentine's Day is Friday. Let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News
before we
get into some Valentine's greetings, so to speak. Tri-State Livestock News, they offer so much. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. That's what Tri-State Livestock News offers you. Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit tsln.com to subscribe today.
What are you going to share on The Good Stuff?
Well, to start off with, I have a few quotes I'd like to share. Now, we don't know who gets credit for having said these, but they have passed the test of time. So I think you'll probably recognize at least one or two of them. With most people, lovability is not absent. It is merely undiscovered. Without loving acts, loving words are meaningless. That's pretty heavy duty. And people are unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Love them anyway. How's that for good sound advice for loving people year-round, not just Valentine's Day?
I have a story about distracted driving. It's about a man and a woman.
Oh, okay. Does it lead up to Valentine's Day?
It might.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's see.
Well, maybe it's just time for a good story about a man and a woman.
I think everyone will enjoy it, no matter which gender you are.
Okay.
Well, this morning on the way to work, I looked over to my left, and there was a woman in a brand new Cadillac SUV doing 65 mile an hour with her face up next to her rearview mirror, putting on her eyeliner. I looked away for a couple of seconds to continue shaving, and when I looked back, she was halfway over in my lane, still working on that makeup. As a man, I don't scare easily, but she scared me so much I had to put on my seatbelt and I dropped my electric shaver, which knocked the donut out of my other hand. In all the confusion of trying to straighten out the car using my knees against the steering wheel, it knocked my cell phone away from my ear, which fell into my coffee, which was between my legs, splashed and burned me, ruined the phone, soaked my trousers, and disconnected a very important call. Those darn female drivers.
Oh, boo. We're going to send you to the back of the room after that.
Oh, okay.
All right, what else have we got? Well, I think we're going to bounce around a little bit. Now I've got something about a football game.
Just had a big football game this last Sunday.
Yeah, we did. It was a big game, and for a lot of people, it was a shocking game.
It was. The Eagles pulled her out.
It was amazing. There was a football game of note between the big animals and the little animals. This was not the game last weekend.
Okay.
The big animals were crushing little animals, and at halftime, the coach made a passionate speech to rally the little animals. At the start of the second half, the big animals had the ball. The first play, the elephant got stopped for no gain. The second play, the rhino was stopped with no gain. On third down, the hippo was thrown for a 5-yard loss. The defense huddled around the coach and he asked excitedly, "Who stopped the elephant?" "I did," said the centipede. "Who stopped the rhino?" "That was me too," said the centipede. "And how about the hippo? Who hit him for a 5-yard loss?" "Well, that was me as well." "So, where were you during the first half?" demanded the coach. "Well," said the centipede, "I was having my ankles taped."
That would take a while, wouldn't it?
Indeed. And Mike, I also have a poem. It's called Weed Eater, and it's by George Ann Warren, a cowgirl poet. "I love to watch my garden grow and fill my produce needs. But why is it that the strongest plants always seem to be the weeds? The carrots are okay and the squash is on the vine, but those nasty little weeds are the only things that grow just fine. I hoe them down once a week. It's always such a chore. I dig and pull, then turn my back. There's twice as many as before. I turn off the garden water, thinking thirst will kill them dead. But the only thing that wilts are the tomato plants instead. So I guess I'll just give up. There is no way to make them leave. Unless, of course, that is, we start canning and eating the weeds."
No, I don't think so.
You don't see that happening?
It'll be gardening season before you know it.
Okay, it will be. That's right. Here we are in the depths of the cold, but there's that promise.
Thanks for listening to your local radio station and The Good Stuff.